This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I am sweating, and I am talking fast, and I wasn't doing that before I got on air. It's cold in here. When I, as a man, as a father, as a human, think about all the knowledge I have just from researching that I want everybody else to have, and how real it is, it makes me basically have a controlled panic attack on air. That's what this is. I'm not like this in person. You know, I'm just hanging around with folks, sitting around a pool. I'm pretty low-key. I might not talk for an hour. But I get on air, man, and I know how the whole thing works. I know who runs it. I know their programs. And then I just see them coming out in the open with a world government Marshall Plan. And I said, when they overthrow Ukraine, they're going to call for a Marshall Plan. And then Soros called for a Marshall Plan a month after. And people are like, whoa, are you psychic? How did you just... No, I'm not. I mean, everybody's got a little bit of a touch, but you know what I mean. On this, it's hiding in plain view. And they have set up a breakaway government under the Marshall Plan that took over Europe and reorganized it. And then they use that bureaucracy to start colonizing politically other countries and build a world government and build enclaves that ended up setting up the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, then the TPP that Trump's pulling out of, that ends your sovereignty. And then they have people that run the Marshall Plan to this day out of the State Department and CIA running public CIA networks and Justice Department networks to overthrow the president and block our recovery. It's insane. And that's coming up next segment. And I already know all this, but then when I read more of it, it's crazy. They had NATO forums. And we've got C-SPAN video of this with Americans and foreigners talking about how they shut down InfoWars and how they're going to shut down everybody. And how the 800 sites they've shut down in one day a few weeks ago was just the beginning. And how they're going to have IP control and they're going to basically kill the internet. And how this is so wonderful. And then he is, of course, part of the German Marshall Fund. Jamie Fly. And it's the XM Bank, and it's all, and then it's Juncker. He owns Luxembourg because his grandfather sent in SS to kill people and had a coup. These people own countries, and they're just slapping us upside the head. They got their little errand boy Nazi collaborator running around, and everyone just grovels in fear, and they shut down the free press, and they piss all over our borders and just everything. And then they brag on C-SPAN. We're going to take all the speech to protect democracy. It's like saying, we're going to gut your children and hang them up by their feet to make sure they go to sleep tonight and sleep good. We're going to butcher all the free speech and shut down everybody's banking and put them in digital gulags and totally control everybody because we're protecting America from the, wait for it, the Russians. Now, up until lately, they would never say China, because under pressure, though, he goes, oh, and China. They're allied with Juncker and the unelected EU and the China at Davos bragging, and China has been praising these very groups for censoring us. You work with the foreign enemies. You work with Juncker. You work with the Chinese dictator. You fly. You are the enemy. You're damn right you're the enemy. You're the enemy of our birthright. You're the enemy of our speech. You're the enemy of everything. And you will pay politically for what you've done. So you guys can false flag till the cows come home. The transmission has been sent. The world is awake. Globalism is falling anywhere people can vote and anywhere they have speech. And that's why you're trying to take both away. But you belong on the ash heap of history. And this fumes of Nazism that set up the EU and globalism, the fumes of empire are running low, and the new true global American century is about to dawn.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and Survival Still X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
8 days, ladies and gentlemen. And we just saw Bolsonaro, the Trump of Brazil, the largest country in South America, the richest country resource-wise. Amazing people. Greatest resources of the country's women, and beautiful women as well. But he says his two guiding pole stars are the Bible and the United States Constitution. And they're bringing in a sect. They're going to try to kill him. They already stabbed him, as you all know. And, after years of playing parliamentary games, even though she was only like 30% in polls the last 6 years, Merkel has now been stepped down as the head of her party after they've lost all the elections, and she's still hanging on for another year and a half as chancellor, but she's probably going to resign in the next 6 months. Because she's hurting her party, just like Hillary's hurting her party, but they don't know when to give up. So that's so exciting. And Trump has come out and doubled down and knocked back down and said, no, it's the corporate media lying and stirring up hate and stirring up all this violence. Remember that photo of Trump over there at Davos this year? And they're all around, all the socialist, globalist leaders are all around staring at him. And he's sitting at the table and they're all standing because there's an actual real president. There's someone that isn't a puppet of people like the Chinese dictator, Xi, or the EU dictator, Juncker, who pledged that he'll smash America and he'll defeat Trump. Look that up from when Trump first got elected. He said, we'll crush America in a trade war. Because he's got all the State Department people that went over there and took over the German Empire, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, at the end of World War II. That was the Marshall Plan, was the merger of those two empires. And now you've got the German Marshall Fund Foundation. That's bigger than the Carnegie Endowment, but you never hear about it. But that's who set up the IMF, the World Bank, the Ex-Im Bank, all that at the end of World War II, the UN, all of a corporate global empire that's tax exempt. And now these jerks, Dr. McCann, shot, please. Now these jerks, we'll roll some YouTube video of the very players that are doing this. Now, I'm going to settle down and bring David Knight in for this segment and the next. And I'm going to try to have him wait till my questions till the start of the fourth segment. But this is so critical to understand that they're publicly bragging that they've started censorship here. They've already completed it, integration in Europe. And they're going to censor everybody down to even the domain name. And beyond. And we'll talk about how to get around this tyranny as well with David Knight and new systems to block it. But, yeah, in the future, we'll have to give you the ones and zero code to go to InfoWars.com. You'll have to hand put it in and save it. They're trying to set up systems that even suppress that. And they're bragging that to protect America from the Russians and the Chinese, that the globalists are totally in bed with, in the case of the Chinese, that they have to shut down all the Patriot pro-Trump media. Yeah, right. No, they're the outside enemy. They're the threat. They're the robber barons that parlayed America winning World War II into taking over Europe. The Russians got Eastern Europe. We got Western Europe. But instead of America getting Europe and rebuilding it and just leaving, the bureaucracy stayed and then set up the EU, which it's using to absorb America. That's how this corporate program works. It uses the third world. It uses the EU. It uses all these international bodies to transfer our power into it. And now they've got a worldwide program. Remember what came out about a year and a half ago? That Obama was going to hand full control of the internet over to the UN. He only handed part of it over because the Pentagon got so upset. DARPA. At least there's still, I guess, a few patriots left in there. And Soros was in the news saying, and it was in the WikiLeaks, that he wanted control down to the domain name and said, quote, we'll block all the nationalist news and we'll push ours, which he now has with Snopes running Facebook and Twitter and deciding what's real. Total liars, total frauds, total BS. So this is it. This is who rules you, and this is who wants to get Trump out, who's trying to at least have our country be run by we the people. This is outrageous. This is 21st century warfare. So, David, let's get into this gentleman. We've got the video link on InfoWars.com. It's a 30-minute interview. Jamie Fly of the Marshall Plan, which, again, is an emergency martial law reorganization system. And what's the left want? A permanent emergency. They control... the market's plunging so they can buy everything up and dictate our surrender. These people are maneuvering us towards total cultural and economic collapse. And they're stealing our First Amendment and our infrastructure in front of us and coming after our guns. And now Google and Facebook are banning people discussing firearms or how they like them or even police training with guns. It's here. You see, oh, first it's Alex Jones, then it's everybody. So David Knight's with us for the next three segments. David, momentous, what's happening? So just boil down how insane this is. Just the beginning, top neocon insider claims responsibility for Facebook purge. Says there's more to come.
Absolutely.
So tell us about
this. These are the never Trumpers, and that's why this is not just a Democrat attack on President Trump. This is the deep state, the never Trumpers, the NATO people, the people at the Project for New American Century, because that's where Jamie Fly got prominence in 2009. He was director of foreign policy initiative there at the Project for a New American Century. And, of course, in 2011, he was calling for military strikes on Iran. He's been at the forefront as a neocon and pushing for regime change in Syria and elsewhere. But, Alex, it was just 3 weeks after Hillary Clinton lost that we had a hit list, a blacklist, that was published by the Washington Post. It was provided to them by some shadowy group of foreign policy experts, they said, at an organization called Prop or Not. In other words, Propaganda or Not. And they sent a list to Washington Post 3 weeks after the election where Hillary Clinton lost. And they were widely criticized for putting out a kind of McCarthyistic blacklist. It turns out that everybody that was on that list has now been deplatformed off of social media. And that came 3 weeks after the election. Now, if we go to about a year ago, it was November 2017, we had congressional hearings as people were pushing this Russian propaganda narrative. That's where they've all put this. In 2017, we had congressional testimony. And then after the people from the social media companies left, there was a former military officer, former police officer, that came on and talked about how they were losing the information war, how they had to silence the cannons in social media. That was a key thing for them to do. They were talking about that in 2017.
And these are quotes. And I should just add, Obama and the Defense Authorization Act then set up stay-behind networks to carry this out. Then they began having congressional hearings saying who needed to be banned. So this is a criminal, coordinated, corporate, governmental, international intelligence trifecta against America, our president, all of it. It is outrageously criminal.
And these are the same people. We need to understand. These are the same people that have been pushing this Russiagate stuff, this nonsense. It's all the same people, the never-Trumpers, the Republicans, and the Democrats, and people inside the military establishment, the military-industrial complex. In March of this year, there was a conference that was run by U.S. Special Forces. And this was reported by the Atlantic Council. Again, this organization that had close ties to people like Henry Kissinger and so forth. The Atlantic Council, by the way, gave a lot of money to Facebook as they were starting up. And now Facebook is returning the favor, giving a lot of money back to the Atlantic Council. But they had this conference in March of this year. They had, it was called Sovereignty in the Information Age. And they had special forces, they had domestic police forces here in the United States, and they had companies like Microsoft. Now, if you remember, Microsoft was the very first company that got into the PRISM program for the NSA when we saw those files that were leaked by Ed Snowden. They were one of the first snitch corporations, the very last one to join.
And so what they're doing is they're organizing the entire infrastructure to go after American patriots, literally at the behest of multinationals backed up by the communist Chinese and Juncker.
That's right. And so at this conference, Alex, the title, again, is Sovereignty in the Information Age. One of the themes that they talked about was the fact that when the printing press came along, it overthrew the feudal system, and they saw that as a bad thing. And they saw the Internet and Internet freedom and social media as something that could overthrow their feudal
system. That's right. And the key when we come back, though, you laid it out beautifully today, is they're announcing they're going to ban everybody. And this is people in our own government working against America, and they don't have the legal authority to do this. This is all illegal.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I get pretty emotional about this because people are in a coma. You have multinational, international corporations, large banks, working with corporate media to not just dominate America, but to dominate the world, and they're very authoritarian. They're absolutely out of control. And they're nakedly so. And they're warmongers. And they fund the most radical forms of Islam and then use it to invade Europe and brag they're doing it. And then they come out. The full video is 30 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. We've got all the quotes. It's one of the top stories. Just the beginning. Top neocon insider claims responsibility for Facebook purge. Well, I know who the groups are. No, they're involved. They made up the list for Obama. When he left office, they put the people in. The neocons command the left at the intellectual level when it comes to actual dirty tricks. And they're in there at the State Department, at the Justice Department, and the CIA, not the whole CIA, but this group, with taxpayer money funding them. Then they have congressional hearings, put out the talking points about Alex Jones, how he's bad, and now they're moving on to Lou Dobbs, and Matt Drudge, and Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity, and Tucker Carlson. And now they want everybody completely off the air. And it's incredible they've gone this far. And so now Lou Dobbs talks about it and talks about how the UN needs its funding cut because that's who's funding Soros. And they go, oh, my God, it's anti-Semitic. Remove it. It's not anti-Semitic. They don't even say what Dobbs said. You go look at the report on InfoWars.com. It's the full 13-minute. We have a 3-minute we played here. He's talking to the head of Judicial Watch with the documents. We covered this years ago, but here it is. Gateway Pundit today. Leaked documents prove Soros Open Society is working with UN in supporting current legal migrant crisis. I can't believe we even have to debate this. Of course it is. This is Soros publicly bragging about it. They think you're so stupid. And again, Soros plots collapsing Europe under the weight of millions of migrants and then having an emergency reorganization, officially merging it with Africa and Latin America. Here's an article from July 1st, 2016, InfoWars.com. Soros plots European order coup. EU will disintegrate, rise again under new Marshall Plan. All right, back to David Knight. David, continue getting into this latest individual and what they're quarterbacking and then how they plan their censorship and some of the ideas that you've had experts on that can counter this. But this is serious. They mean business, and just like authoritarians always do, they start with the Nazis, and then they move on to Alex Jones, and then now they want Trump off the air. They want him off Twitter. They've taken your Twitter. They're taking everything from everybody, tens of thousands of groups now, and they're moving forward towards big events. Let's continue.
Yeah, Alex, it was at a Berlin security conference where they're talking about their new Iron Curtain for social media, and this is reported by Jeb Sprague. He's with a group that's been trying to monitor and expose people taking away our freedom of speech. But let me give you some of the things that Jamie Fly said. This is the guy that I said before. He's been with the Project for a New American Century and so forth. He's been with the Bushes and so forth. And I think it's important to point out also, Alex, that he was the foreign policy advisor for Marco Rubio, none other than Marco Rubio, the guy that had never heard of your site, InfoWars. And when he was holding hearings about what was happening on social media and free speech, he wanted to make sure that they were going to have the ability to censor and that they were going to have preeminence to censor over China. But he didn't want you to testify. He didn't want anybody else that had been shadow banned at that point. Now they've done it to more than 800 sites. And this guy was bragging about the fact that they had just shut it down. He said, so they can just invent stories and get repeated and spread throughout different sites. So we're just starting to push back. Just this last week, Facebook began starting to take down sites. So this is just the beginning. And as he's talking about it, he's bemoaning the fact that foreign powers can take advantage of our open political system. So what's the solution to that? That's to close the political system for this guy. He said, all you need is an email to set up a Facebook or Twitter account. So let's shut that down as well. Let's make that difficult. Let's register everybody with some kind of biometric in order to get on the Internet. This is where these people are going. So the key, Alex, is that we can try to fight them, and there's plenty that has already been done to fight this. So we've already had a Supreme Court decision going back to 1946 if people wanted to pay any attention to it. It's a situation where the Supreme Court said you cannot, even if you own the public square, if it's privately owned, it was a town that was owned by one corporation, and they had a lady who wanted to pass out some Jehovah's Witness literature. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court because they threw her out of the public square, and they said, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't censor it. And we've had Jack Dorsey say over and over again,
or the public square,
the Twitter.
But
the
here's the thing. Well, of course, it's unconstitutional, but at every level, it's illegal to have cartels of government, unelected bureaucrats with international foundations and the UN, all set up by the Rockefellers and this whole crew, involved trying to destroy our borders, trying to shut down our speech, trying to take our guns. And now it was announced today, Facebook and Twitter are saying, we're not going to let you talk about guns. So now they're removing the word firearm, just like in China, they're removing Taiwanese emojis and Winnie the Pooh. Whatever they want, these people are flaming tyrants. They are incredible clear and present dangers, and they're setting it up to say we're violent when they're the authors of all these wars and Arab Springs and all this other horrible stuff. But it is getting to the point where they are like Hitler, and you know, as they keep saying that we're getting violent, so they can get violent with us, they're clearly walking us down a road where all these neocons and all these leftist leaders are the equivalent of Tojo and Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin. Right. I mean, they really are into that territory big time, and they are supporting authoritarian China, and Google and Apple are all helping them round up dissidents and kill them, and they have the worst slave factories, Apple does, showing they'd do that here if they could. And you know what? They're moving the needle that way, David.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about the Supreme Court decisions. They're going to go ahead with this. So there's another aspect to this, Alex. I talked to Justin Tabb earlier today on the program. The morning program, and he's got a new foundation of decentralized computing for the Internet. He calls it Substratum. You can find them at substratum.net. They're currently in beta testing, but what they're doing is they're setting up something that is the next generation to VPN, and with just four nodes, because VPN only gives you one node, it doesn't give you anonymity. They anonymize this in a number of ways, but with just four nodes, they're able to penetrate the firewall of China as well as Russia and Iran. And I said, well, that's fine, but what about, you know, you can get Facebook now in Iran, but Facebook is doing the censorship here. And so he says, well, the next stage is that they're going to do their own hosting, because that's what we've seen with Gab. And the third stage is they're going to provide monetization for this. And one of the important things about this, Alex, is that they're upfront about the funding. They got funded with crowdsourcing funds, and then once this thing is operating, it's going to operate kind of like you have with cryptocurrency mining. So as you use it, you pay a little bit for it, and then as you're providing your service as a node, you're going to earn money back.
Which is what DARPA
is transparent about that.
Which is what DARPA designed the Internet to begin with, is about a bunch of nodes. We're going to come back and talk more about this, and I want to talk about the real father of the Internet and how he says big tech's a tyranny, and how they're organizing a new system as well that's similar to this to counter it, and also have you take control of your browser and build your Internet interface the way you want. Very, very exciting moves against big tech. That's why there's a race by the authoritarians, big tech, dying dinosaur media, old corrupt warmongering elites against innovation, against renaissance, and against the 1776 relaunch, which has already effectively penetrated enemy defenses in the information war and is now reaping massive victories from Brazil and Germany in just the last day.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide, and this country is under massive attack. And people need to get out of their comfort zone and realize that they're shutting down independent, pro-free market, pro-America, pro-Christian decency in this country. And then they're targeting our and sexualizing our children. And they're pushing all these deadly psychotropic drugs on us. And they're demoralizing us with Hollywood. And it's all part of the plan. And now they've got all of these different people coming after what's left of the nation. And the president is standing up saying the corporate media is the enemy of America. They're dividing us. They're pushing the hate. They're the bad guys. The UN with Soros is organizing invasion forces, waving foreign flags, burning American flags, screaming, we're coming to socialize you. We're leaving Venezuela and marching up Norte. Because no one else will take them. That's really Venezuelans. And that's how insane this has gotten. That's how crazy this is. And America's future is hanging in the balance. Europe's is the whole world. And you have this authoritarian coalition, just like in other times in history. World War I, World War II. But this time the authoritarian coalition is bureaucracies and multinational trillion-dollar corporations and the murderous Chi-Coms and the unelected EU and then the Hollywood America-hating constellation that is moving against humanity and trying to destabilize us. It's insane to watch. So, David, I want to get more into some of the decentralizations and ideas, and that's all important and great. But big tech's trying to destroy anybody that tries to set up their own gab.com. They're trying to shut down any other type of social network. They're going to try to shut down these new decentralizations. So it's great. We need to innovate out of their tyranny. But we also need to face the tyranny head on, like cut the funding to the UN for the refugee program because it's given to George Soros. Boom. That's why they censored Dobbs. That's cutting the head of the snake off. Instead of fighting all these giant waves, go after who's doing it. It's just like they're trying to shut us down because we're the ones trying to reboot the country. They know who to attack. They come after, you know, the intellectual command base. They know what the whole Trump revolution founts out of, InfoWars. And I don't say that to brag. We're under attack, folks, because we're loyal Americans that do our homework and are ready to fight politically. Okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I interviewed a couple of people from the Free Thought Project after the purge of 800 sites. And they had pointed out, they said, we told you the beginning of August when they took down InfoWars, they said, well, they've taken Alex Jones now. We're next, and then they're coming for you. It's the old thing from Pastor Martin Niemöller from the Nazis. You know, well, first they came for that group and I didn't do anything. Then they came for the other group. Then they came for me and there was nobody left to help me. And people have to understand where this is headed. You know, this last purge, it was mostly Trump supporters and conservatives because they've been the most active on social media. But it also went for libertarians. It also went for people on the left because they're going for anybody that isn't part of the controlled establishment. And Alex, this has been a tool of psychological control designed as that, I think, from the very beginning. The guy who put out the idea for the Internet, he called it the Intergalactic Computer Network, JCR Licklider at DARPA. He was a psychologist. I think all of this stuff is a psychological tool of control. But the key is, I think, and there's some very encouraging things on the horizon. There's a lot of people that are working on things. I talked to Justin Tabb from Substratum.net today. And he's kind of following along the same lines as George Gilder is talking about. George Gilder, you may remember him, he wrote a book back in 1994, Life After Television. He predicted the development of the smartphone, and Steve Jobs thought he was so prescient that in 2007, again, this is 13 years later, 2007, while they're working on the iPhone, while they're designing the iPhone, he had everybody in the staff read it, said, this is where this is ultimately going, this is how it's going to be used. Well, George Gilder has now got a new book, he calls it Life After Google. And he talks about the cryptochasm. And he said, this is going to be something that is designed from the ground up to be secure. That's going to be the number one design goal to keep it secure. And in order to do that, you've got to make sure that it's not centralized. He talks about how the fatal conceit of all these people at Google and elsewhere is that they want to control everything. They want to have a centralized control of everything. You know, Breitbart has called them the masters of the universe, mocking them that. Well, that's the way they see themselves. They see themselves as masters of the universe. They want to control all this stuff. They want to bring it into a central location. I think that's one of the reasons why they were aided by venture capital firms that were directly funded by DARPA and the CIA, some of them indirectly funded. They had people from DARPA sitting on the venture capital boards of these companies that were funding Facebook and Google because they knew that they would be reliable partners in this kind of control technology. But the issue is going to be that it's going to have to be designed from the ground up to be decentralized. And that's one of the design goals of Substratum. They understand that. And also, you have to have, you can't add it on as a bag afterwards. You can't do it as a patch. You can't do it as an add-on down the road. It has to be designed that way from the beginning. So they're talking about designing this foundation, this new foundation, substratum. And then they're talking about, they understand that you still have to be able to protect against different platforms being taken down, which is what we're seeing happening to Gab right now. There have been threats in the past. Microsoft said they're going to take them down. You've had now GoDaddy. You've had another organization. They have multiple hosting sites that have taken them down. So these people, they said they are committed to having a free internet and free speech, and so they're going to set up this platform that's going to give a decentralized method here that gives us anonymity, gives us privacy, and then they're going to host sites in a way that they won't be able to take them down, and then also provide a way to have monetization because they've been involved in cryptocurrency for the last couple of years.
Well, that's what it's about, and we have to innovate, we have to build new systems, and people have to support those systems, but the globalists are moving quick. They're already shutting everything down, and they're going to shut all that down, too, and they're working in concert with the banks, with the corporate media, and with the government, and with the stay-behind networks, and they're in open rebellion against Trump and other nationalists, but the good news is Bolsonaro in Brazil, what we're seeing with Merkel being voted out as the leader of her party in Germany, that is very, very, very exciting. We got to go to break, David, and when we come back, I want to talk about the Lou Dobbs piece and how it's so on target and why they're calling for him to be fired and all the rest of it for just pointing out that Soros is getting taxpayer money to fund this caravan. It's because it's so true and it's so outrageous, and what Soros is doing is criminal. And Judicial Watch is talking to law enforcement that says this is criminal. They need to be indicted. They're organizing human smuggling. If you or I did this, we'd go 20 years in prison. We're going to come back to you after the break. Listeners, we're in a fight here. I mean, we're 8 days out. I can feel, you know, the cultural and spiritual tension in the air. So I'm pretty fired up here. But this is a fight for our survival. And InfoWars will not be here without you. And I make it easy to support us. We have great products that are amazing. And we have great T-shirts that help spread the word. And we have great water filtration, great air filtration, great storable foods. And we have the biggest sales we've ever had right now. 50% off on all the great supplements, free shipping store-wide, a bunch of other big specials, and they've got to end. I'm supposed to already cut new commercials and have new specials by, like, last Friday. I've just been so busy politically, I haven't. So that's why the super mega sale is going today and tomorrow, but I'm cutting the new ads today. They'll be ready by Wednesday. So this is the last 2 days. Fluoride-free toothpaste, highest quality concentrated, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, 50% off. You sign up for AutoShip, initial 10% off. That makes that a loss leader. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, out of stock, back in stock, 50% off, 95% curcuminoid level. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more in each bottle, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Field X2, it's the last run of that, but it's still 50% off and free shipping. You cannot beat these deals. DNA Force, BioPQQ, CoQ10, all of it. It's what it does for you. It's so amazing. Go research it. It's way stronger than even leading competitors that are sold at medical facilities for $300, and they totally rip you off. And at 50% off, you cannot find anything like it in the world, even close to it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Christmas shopping done now. Do it early. Don't fight the crowds. This is our Christmas specials and everything rolled into one in case they took our payment processors. They did take 5 of the 6 that we got back up. But, I mean, it's still 2 minutes to midnight. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Please stay with us.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Upset on air. I'm upset on air. I'm upset off of air. I have spent too much time studying the Clintons and George Soros and Juncker and the Chinese commies, and I just know everything about them. And they're just so damn evil. And I biologically have to get myself in a position where I'm not going to have a heart attack because I just feel incompetent fighting. And then I see all these other men around me and people, they don't even care that we're being taken over by horrible people and our birthright is being stolen. And as I hear David talk and cover all this, I get madder and I get madder and I get madder. And listen, physical violence against these people is not the answer. It's the last resort if they come after us, which they are. They're just going to do it governmentally and have it all organized and look official. That's the next phase. And that's why everybody feels so much danger and angst, is because this is the real Antichrist spirit. They're bringing in a world government, world cashless society. They're targeting our families. They're sexualizing our children. They're trying to force drug us. They're allied with the worst regimes in the world and radical Islam. And spiritually, I feel it. Spiritually. I can feel the enemy is doing everything they can. You can see it, but it's spiritual. Look, I want to take a month-long vacation, but I can't. You know why I need to take a vacation? Not because I'm tired, because I can't sleep at night now because of this. Because I have too much energy now. Because I'm aware of what they're doing. You know, they've got a CNN goon squad with private detectives that follows me around all day. We videotaped them. We know who they are. The vehicles are driving, who they are. We're going to be releasing video of them soon. But let me tell you something. They don't have groups of three different PIs and groups out of Colorado here with the Democratic Party and people that work directly for Brian Stelter and this breakaway group that's run by the neocons and all this. I mean, this is the leftist CIA. That's what they are. And they're following me around all day. It doesn't make me scared. It makes me know that we are going to defeat them, and they're scared. So good luck, scum, with whatever you try, because God is going to be who you are judged by, not me. And I look at these globalists and what they do and how they act. They are the scum of the earth, and they will do anything to set us up. They will do anything to destroy this country and to dominate you because it's spiritual. It's spiritual war. And I just pray that God can give me peace, because I try to be calm and I try to not yell and scream. But man, I got to tell you, just at a metabolic level, my body intellectually looks at the information and then it goes, war, 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 enemy, enemy, enemy. I mean, you know, this is not a cave bear coming in to eat your kids. This is worse than that, because it just eats their body. It doesn't get their souls. This is the worst stuff, man. This is a real horror movie, okay? With people that are satanic and want a world government and want to literally destroy your soul. David, I've been ranting. We're going to air a little segment. You did this great interview today with this gentleman and the great job that Travis cut this together, the producer for your show. And we'll talk about substratum.net and Justin Taub, just another great thing that's happening to get around the censorship. But I think really politically heading it off up front is the way to go. But just in the time we have left here, how are you and your family handling this? How are you dealing with seeing real, as a historian and an engineer and a smart guy, what is it like for you? How are you processing this? Because when you watch real organized tyranny come after you, lie about you, censor you, do it there, I mean, how are you dealing with this raping of our birthright? I mean, is it getting to you?
I have a pretty thick skin. I've been doing this now for a few years here, so I've seen a lot of criticism come out. So I don't care if they criticize me personally. You know what really makes me angry? When they come after the First Amendment. When they say, I don't like you, so we're going to take down InfoWars. We had former friends that my wife was still in contact with on Facebook. And before this stuff started in August, they were saying, well, I'm going to get off of Facebook if they don't take down InfoWars. I said, you idiot, do you realize what you're throwing away? Do you realize the birthright of freedom that you're throwing away here? And that's what's really concerning me, is because I see the Constitution going down the drain. And it's not just freedom of speech, but it's our due process. It's everything that they are destroying here in this country. And they're doing it by degrees. Yeah, I agree that we need to fight them legally. We need to fight them politically. We need to fight them every way that we can. I just want to give people hope and have them understand that there are some technological things that are being done on the side. But, you know, we look at this, Alex. It's not just CNN anymore. I mean, CNN has come out as the enemy of the First Amendment. They have come out as these deceptive people, like you said, following you around, you know, lurking around the office and so forth, trying to film things, trying to, dox us, essentially. They're despicable. They're not journalists at all. They are government operatives. They're propagandists. And when we look at all of this pushback, I'm really sad to see this happening with the new Fox management, the way they banned Judicial Watch board member. I mean, Judicial Watch has been solid on this stuff. Like I said earlier today, we have WikiLeaks has been publishing what whistleblowers put out. Judicial Watch has given us a great deal of information because you have to sue the government to get them to turn over what they're supposed to do under the law, under the Freedom of Information Act.
And so it's Judicial a Watch fact that Soros is the honcho and the general and the field marshal.
Oh, we know that.
And then they have the documents, and he says it, and he says it's illegal, clearly, to organize human smuggling and use taxpayer money. And because it's so true, well, my God, you can't say black is black and white is white. So, yeah, you're banned as ever coming back on Fox when Judicial Watch is totally respected and has always been on Fox, and it got the documents.
Yeah, well, think back to 2016. I talked about this earlier on the program. Forbes magazine, which agrees with Soros' open borders, in September 2016, remember, this was just before the election, we had a nominee, Donald Trump. He wasn't president then. He was a nominee at the time. And they run this article saying, George Soros, billionaire George Soros, earmarks $500 million for migrants and refugees. He said, I'm going to contribute $11 billion. Well, now he said, I'm going to contribute $18 billion. And at the time, he was opposing President Trump by giving he'd already given $5 million to just one PAC, and listen, Alex, to the name of this PAC. Immigrant Voters Win. That was the name of the PAC that George Soros gave $5 million to oppose President Trump back in March of 2016. This guy has been funding it one way after the other.
Exactly. They're saying the chairman of Judicial Watch has been banned from all Fox News shows because he said the sun is yellow in color.
Yeah, yeah. Because he criticized George Soros, and they say, well, George Soros is Jewish, so therefore he gets a pass, even though George Soros has been funding all of these Palestinian groups and people that hate Israel. They say, well, he gets a blanket coverage because
he's
Jewish.
Oh, it came out in the Jerusalem Post and WikiLeaks that he believes that Israel should be overthrown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I mean. It is the most insane crap I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. But it's very well documented. They're not even ashamed of it. I mean, the people who support open borders, the people on Wall Street and so forth, are bragging about the fact that they're going to use immigrant voters. And this is not even a question. And yet to see that the new management at Fox News, I reported last week the fact that Fox News was talking to Jorge Ramos. He was down there with the caravan. And they said, well, the reporter said, we're kind of concerned that some of these people might be criminals and have been thrown out of the U.S. multiple times. And so they're all men that are walking past him. He turns around and he says to them in Spanish, you know, have you been thrown out before? And they said, no. He goes, see, they haven't been thrown out. See, they're not criminals. So we got their word for it. it was really kind of ludicrous.
You're absolutely right. And some of the people were covering their faces. Look, here's the deal. The globalists think we're chumps. They think we're weak. They're making their move on our country. They're trying to shut down our whole culture, shut down our whole world. And we have to decide whether we want to be slaves or not. Because we're not just getting conquered by a new group, you know, like the Roman Empire comes in and you get aqueducts and, you know, medicine. And still they were rough, but in some areas they were liberators. This is not a good thing. It's kind of like in Life of Brian, they're going, what are the Romans ever? Well, the aqueduct, well, literature, well, medicine, well, but no, we're not getting anything but enslavement in post-industrial world. David Knight is on the David Knight Show, syndicated on radio and TV, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and his son works with him. I don't normally allow that, but it's not nepotism. Travis is a great guy, does a wonderful job producing the show for you as well, so it's a family affair, 8 a.m. every day, weekday, Infowars.com/show to find more and to follow and subscribe to his podcast right there. David Knight. All right, we come back. 5 minutes for the interview we did this morning with one of the alternatives to get around the censors and more. And then I'm going to come back with the founder of and the CEO of Gab, Andrew Torba. He's been removed. He's gone. The latest, straight ahead, hour number three, as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of